Well, Coach, so some unfortunate that you will not be returning as the Emporia High girls basketball coach. Just your thoughts on it and what you want to get out.
I'd like to say two things. I'd like to thank everyone that supported me along the way and gave the effort into following our program. I'd like to also put out there that this wasn't my decision. The district didn't want me back, and we parted ways. They told me I fulfilled my duties and that I could, they wanted to open it up to a PE position. So, you know, apparently there'll be hopefully a good find of a PE teacher / girls basketball coach, but, I am a little disappointed. The decision was made for me, and that is reality. You know, I think it's tough to have one of the most successful programs in Emporia High history or winning seasons. And this is the outcome. And to be said, if that's how I get treated in this district, then I don't want to work here anyway.
And I know with the success, especially with this past season, it's kind of a sour note to go out on top or out like this.
Absolutely, Dylan, it is. And what's frustrating is, again, there's probably some scorned relationships on both sides, but I was there for the kids. And ultimately, I did everything for those girls, and I wouldn't change a decision. Had I kept my mouth shut, had I behaved better, I probably would be still coaching. You know, but that's not me. My girls deserved better. My son deserves better. All the kids that I'm coaching right now deserve better. And that's what I'll fight for. And I think, consequently, that's probably why we parted ways. But that being said, and this is not a place that I need to be in. And I've had opportunity to leave numerous times throughout the last decade. But I gave my passion here because this is where I grew up, and my family's here. You know, that being said, I've got some kids. I got some boys coming up that I'm pretty passionate about. So you'll see me again at some point in time, just not wearing the red and black and Emporia High girls bench. But I would like to make it clear that that was not my decision.
And I want to kind of follow up. I know what Emporia High means to you, especially with you being a Lady Spartan and playing under Coach Neinsted and getting your coaching career started at Emporia High as well.
You know, yeah, absolutely. And I think that is why I was passionate about the changes that I think we needed. We've had a lot of incidences in sports, if you don't recall. We've had some abuse situations. We've had some scandals. There's been a lot going on out there. But what I can say is my program was successful. And those girls are strong, confident, successful women. And I would think that you would want that. And the product is what it is. Again, 19-1 regular season, fourth place at state, best finish, best season, league, whatever. I mean, we can go down the accolades. You know, I am passionate about what I did. And, you know, unfortunately, I'm in the middle of my spring league. I don't think it's appropriate timing because I have 80-plus little girls looking at me that I'm trying to work with right now. And the focus should be on them and not me. And unfortunately, that wasn't considered either. You know, so again, I'm sorry to the community. I'll stand by every decision I've made the last decade. I don't regret one of them. And if I want, like I said, I could go anywhere and coach. That's not the issue. The issue is that the district didn't really want me here, and that's okay. Again, I think had I behaved better, it might have ended differently, but I'm not going to stand by idly and be silent on things that I feel need to be addressed. And I go to bed at night and I sleep fine. You know, again, it's unfortunate, but, like I said, there'll be another thing I can dive into. Again, I've got some boys that I got really big passion for. So if that means I have to make Emporia High boys basketball stronger by working with them, I'll do that. I'll take my skill set, you know, where it's needed. And again, I appreciate the community. Moved here as a junior in high school, got to wear the uniform, played here at the college. I know had a lot of people that were great supporters along the way, and that still root for me. And to those people, like I said, thank you. You know, to everybody else, it is what it is.